international market in food is the global market in wheat. And that was only really completed and perfected by the 1880s. It's a very new phenomenon, this global market in wheat stuff. Now, for markets to happen, they were imposed through colonialism and some fairly brutal kinds of international diplomacy and economics. And there's not a place that sort of shows this better for me than India. India was a feudal society before the British came, and that means that there were peasants who worked the land.